as a financial producer and starting my own national financial marketing company from scratch, I spent over two decades working with the top producers from all over the country. This show is about translating the insights and secrets of these top producers that will get you closer to your ultimate goal, the building of a successful business. I'm Jerry Harabin. This is Extreme Producers. Welcome to the next edition of Extreme Producers, their insights and secrets. I'm excited to bring to you today a concept that I think you can use in all aspects of your life. It's not difficult. You've probably heard it before, but I'm going to give you a twist that's been told to me by top producers from across the country, how they use this insight and how it can help you better understand what it takes to be a top producer. So today we're going to talk about an old saying. The saying goes like this: successful people do those things that failures refuse to do. Again, successful people do those things that failures refuse to do. Many of you have heard that saying before. You probably even have seen it on a plaque somewhere. In fact, at a company I used to work for, we used to give out paperweights with that saying on it. But what top producers have done is they've taken that saying that extra step. And let me now repeat the phrase for you, but with what a top producer has added to that saying. I think you're going to like it. So the phrase again: successful people do those things that failures refuse to do. Now here's the twist. Successful people do those things that failures refuse to do. However, successful people do not enjoy doing them any more than failures do. Again, one more time, with a little twist. Successful people do those things that failures refuse to do. However, successful people don't enjoy doing those tasks any more than failures do. So let's step aside from that and analyze that a little bit. Successful people do the things that failures refuse to do, but they don't necessarily like doing it. So many times in society, we think somebody has natural talent for whatever it is that they are succeeding at. But to get there, they had to do things that they didn't like to do. But one of the main differences is that a successful person becomes successful because they do the things that are necessary. Whereas failures say those things are too hard, I don't like to do them, and thus they don't do it. I always go back to a poster that I saw, a motivational poster, and the saying was, successful people do those things that failures refuse to do. And the poster was of an athlete running the stairs of a very steep stadium. And if you're going to be a successful athlete, many times it involves running the stairs, or perhaps it involves doing wind sprints or something similar. There's nobody running stairs that enjoys doing it. There is nobody doing wind sprints on the basketball court that enjoys doing them. However, the difference between a failure and success, it's not that the successful person enjoys doing them, because they don't. It's just that they will do it. So successful people do those things that failures refuse to do, even though it's not enjoyable. If you look at almost every aspect of life in what we do in sales, doing sales is not hard. It's not physically hard. But there are things that we have to consistently do that aren't necessarily fun. It's much like losing weight. If everybody listening to this podcast knows how to lose 10 pounds and they know how to keep those 10 pounds off, you cut your calories, probably go for a walk every other day, and you eat appropriately. Everybody knows it. It's not a secret on how to lose 10 pounds and how to keep it off, but most people refuse to do those things, even though they absolutely know how to do it. Eating less is just not something they can do consistently over time, or eating in moderation. And then even if they do lose the 10 pounds, they can't keep it off because, again, they don't have the willpower to keep it off. It's not that they don't know how, it's just that they refuse to do it. So when it comes to success in sales, whether it's insurance sales, car sales, selling anything, I think we all know what it takes to be a success, but there's just most people won't do those things that are necessary. They won't invest in themselves. They won't invest in lead systems. They won't follow up properly. They don't practice their script before they go out on the sales call. They just wing it. Every sales presentation is different because they're winging it and they're not keeping track of what they're doing. So there's no way you can correct a presentation, whether the presentation was good or bad. If you don't have the same sales script over and over and over again, there's no way to know how to identify what went right or what went wrong. So successful people do those things that failures refuse to do, even though they don't enjoy it anymore. So whatever that pertains to, whatever is on your mind that you're thinking about right now, I want to lose 10 pounds. I want to run a marathon. I want to make more commissions next year. I bet you know what it would take to do it. But the question is, are you willing to do all those items? And it might not be many. It might be just a few items consistently over time. So for example, if you're in sales, maybe to be more successful, you need to make more prospecting calls. And getting on the phone or knocking door to door isn't fun for the failure, and it isn't fun for the successful person, but the successful person will do the thing that the failure refused to do. Again, if you want to lose 10 pounds or you want to run a marathon, if you want to run a marathon, it's certainly within the grasp of most people if they will get a training program and they will follow that training program every week over the course of time until the marathon. We are not talking about building a rocket ship. What we are doing in sales does not take a lot of physical needs, and it definitely doesn't take a lot of extra PhD knowledge. But what it does take is implementing the things that you know you should implement and continue to do it on a consistent basis. So always remember, successful people do not enjoy doing the unfun tasks that it takes to be successful. The only difference, or should I say the main difference, between a successful person and a failure is that the successful person will actually do the task that they don't want to do. So that's our tip today from Extreme Producers, is successful people do the things that failures refuse to do. It's easily said, very hard to implement for anybody, but that is the tip. And if you have the book Extreme Producers, that's tip number 36, do those things that failures refuse to do. You've already identified them. You know what they are. You just have to implement them. You have to make consistent prospecting calls. You should be following a script on your sales calls so you know what works and what doesn't work, and you can identify it. Saying the same thing over and over on multiple sales calls a day, a week, a month, it gets boring to you because you've said it multiple times. But to the consumer who's listening to you, it's the very first time that they've heard that presentation. So it's very, very important that you do use a sales script and you stick to it so you can identify what works and what doesn't work. Again, something little that we all know, but successful people will implement that, unsuccessful people will not. So with that, thank you for joining us here at Extreme Producers, your insights and secrets. Look forward to talking to you next time. Have a very blessed day.